This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt of pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands, sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Small business optimism surges to the most since 1980, making America great again. And Sessions, Senator Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. The future Attorney General, because I don't think he's going to have any problems being confirmed, was grilled today. And of course, front and center, guess what the main issue was? That's right, race. The networks, of course, have been hyping racism. Cory Booker is, Senator Cory Booker, yeah, he's expected to testify against a fellow senator, which is unprecedented. It's never happened before, this after partnering with Senator Sessions on civil rights just last year. So I want to talk about that as well. But first, I want to just play for you this morning. The network morning shows. We're, of course, thrilled by the prospect of Democrat lawmakers testifying against Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions during the confirmation hearings going on today. However, as is the case with the mainstream media, none of the broadcasts bother to recall that those same Democrats once eagerly worked with the Alabama senator on civil rights issues, for example, on NBC's Today Show. Correspondent Haley Jackson predicted a contentious hearing. Let me just play this for you. This is a little compilation by the Media Research Media Research Center. I want you to listen to this. It's just, you know, it's these people never learn.
Already, Sessions facing fire from gay rights advocates. Sessions facing fire from gay rights advocates worried about his record, and high-profile Muslim Americans like Keyser Khan with the toughest questions aimed at Sessions' civil rights record.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker plans to take the unprecedented step of testifying against a fellow sitting senator, also on the witness list, Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. 31 years ago, before this same panel, Sessions was rejected for a federal judgeship over concerns he made racist remarks. Those are charges he has passionately denied. And now Sessions will have his fellow senators testifying on his behalf But in an unprecedented move, Democratic lawmakers will be testifying against him. Senator Cory Booker says he has to speak out because Sessions' comments are a call to conscience.
Senator Sessions is considered one of the most conservative members of the Senate, and he's someone who Democrats fear will turn a blind eye to civil rights issues as Attorney General.
In a rare move, another senator, Cory Booker, will be a witness against Sessions, citing the senator's civil rights record.
He has a posture and a positioning that I think represent a real danger to our country.
A real danger to our country. A real danger to our country. So they're going to put, they're going to bring out Khazir Khan. Remember that? He's the guy that they brought out during the convention. They're bringing him out again. And I don't know if you saw the hearings. It was it's the same cast of characters that they bring on, which is like, you know, Code Pink. They had people dressed up in KKK outfits. The hearing was interrupted by protesters. But I mean, these people are going back three decades, literally. This is a man who has been a member of the Senate in good standing for the past 30 years. So they're going to go back three decades to promote this left-wing partisan smear against a man who has, again, broad-based bipartisan support. It's part and parcel what they do. This is what they do. Even though, I want to go to this this Cory Booker deal, okay? Because this is just really an amazing slight, I would have to say. Because Cory Booker now is going to testify against Jeff Sessions. And this is unprecedented. And I'll tell you why. Because this is the first time in history that a sitting senator will testify against another sitting senator for a cabinet post during a confirmation. Here's what Cory Booker had to say. He said, I do not take lightly the decision to testify against a Senate colleague, but the immense powers of the Attorney General combined with the deeply troubling views of this nominee is a call to conscience. Okay? Booker also told CNN on Tuesday morning that it was a consequential moment. This is one of the most consequential appointments in American history right now, given the state of a lot of our challenges we have with our policing, a lot of challenges we have with race relations, gay and lesbian relations. Booker called Sessions' record concerning in a number of ways, citing his opposition to bipartisan criminal justice reform and immigration reform. But it seems to me that Jeff Sessions has, been at the forefront of criminal justice reform. Representative Chris Collins said that Cory Booker is all about the latest stunt. If you remember what he did when he was mayor in New Jersey, the first thing he does is try to grab international headlines, Collins told CNN's New Day. What he's doing today... never before in the Senate, it doesn't surprise us at all. What Cory Booker is doing is nothing but self-serving and grabbing headlines. Here's why politicians suck. Okay, because they're all full of it. They're all full of BS. Because Cory Booker. This same Cory Booker has in fact worked with Jeff Sessions on a number of issues and has partnered with him. But yet now, because it's going to be in the limelight, and because he thinks this is going to advance his political career, Cory Booker is looking for 2020 and a payoff in 2020. Mark my words. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
In the
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, this Jeff Sessions deal, I want to play for you because I want you to understand, again, how politics works in Washington. Politicians are the most self-serving people on the face of the earth. Okay? I mean, they literally are. Now, today, Cory Booker is going to testify against a sitting senator. It's never been done before. This is the first time in Senate history that a sitting senator will testify against another sitting senator for a cabinet post during the confirmation hearing. Because, of course, Cory Booker believes that Jeff Sessions' record is concerning in a number of ways, he says. And that he's dangerous to America, he says. Now, I just want to play this for you. This is why politicians suck. Okay? In 2016, this is literally about a year ago. Less than a year ago. Here's what Senator Cory Booker, Cory Booker had to say about Jeff Sessions less than a year ago. Now listen.
And so this is truly one of my life's greatest moments. I am humbled to be able to participate here in paying tribute to some of the extraordinary Americans whose footsteps paved the way for me and my generation. I feel blessed and honored to have partnered with Senator Sessions in being the Senate sponsors of this important award. This award is one of the highest civilian honors our nation can bestow, and it is clearly fitting to give this tribute to the courageous foot soldiers, thousands of people who in the face of...
Well, that was Senator Cory Booker. This was February 24th, 2016. So less than a year ago. Less than a year ago, he was honored to partner with Senator Sessions. Less than a year ago. And now, he says he's a danger to America. this is the best that you can come up with? Really? Do these people not understand that we have the ability to go back and pull up a video and audio of these people? I mean, do they not get that? I mean, it's stunning to me that... you know, we always talk about technology, how great it is, how wonderful it is that we have technology. But yet, those in the public spotlight, specifically politicians, they, for some reason, forget that technology has given us the ability to just go ahead and, you know, look back and Google... and pop up any kind of sound bites or audios that are in the public sphere. I mean, this is the best that they got. And it's the same playbook that they always do, which is to name call and to scare others. We saw this, this is what they do. This is what the left does. They, are proficient, in fact, in name calling and, obfuscation. They really don't have any ideas or any solutions. So so what they do is they insult and they name call. And I mean, we've seen this right now for a while. We've seen it for, of course, obviously since throughout this election, and of course, it's been heightened after the election results had come in. And I think that the Democrats are starting to maybe realize that that in fact Donald Trump is going to be president. Well, what's interesting is, you know, you've got this going on here today with Jeff Sessions, right? And then tonight, you've got Mr. Obama, who's going to give his farewell address. Now, I don't recall, and maybe I'm wrong, listen, I could be wrong, I don't recall other presidents giving a farewell address, and that the media would hype it so. I mean, CNN is running a ticker, right? They're counting down to Barack Hussein Obama and his farewell address. And I'm sure that Obama is going to tell us how wonderful he is and what a great job he did. And I'm sure he's going to tout and try to, of course, save Obamacare. Because that's his signature achievement, clearly. And that's what he's going to try to talk about this evening and moreover, try to save it. And he's going to tell us how wonderful he's been, and but for the fact that you know, these new the fact that you've got this new media now that doesn't allow for a monopoly on messaging as was the case in the past, and I'm sure he's going to probably lament the fact that that they can't control the messaging, you know. And of course, I'm sure he's going to tell us that, you know, how great he was and all his accomplishments. But if you think about it, what has he really done? Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You want a revolution? Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here, 877-317-6432. If you want to give me a call, join in the discussion today, I'd love to have you. Give me a call. All right, so, you know, this is, you know, you get these hearings on the Hill. By the way, there's also this this hearing going on looking into the Russian hacking at the same time, and I want to get into that as well in a minute. Even though I really don't want to belabor the point, it's just like beating a dead horse. But in this Jeff Sessions hearing, Democrats know that they are powerless to stop this. They have the Republicans have a majority in, of course, both the House and the Senate, but in the Senate specifically, all they need is 51 votes, and the only reason, and the reason why they only need 51 votes is of because of Harry Reid and the rest of the Senate Democrats that blew up the filibuster. You see, it used to be that you needed a supermajority. That you needed 60 votes to pass anything. But Harry Reid and the Democrats, because they held sway in the Senate, they exercised the nuclear option and voted to have to do away with the filibuster. And let's be honest, the filibuster, the reason for the filibuster is to stop liberal legislation. I mean, it just is. And so they have the votes. The Senate has the votes. Not only do they have the 51 votes necessary to put Jeff Sessions over the top, they probably are going to get a few Democrat senators that are going to go along with it. Because politicians, all they care about is getting reelected. That's all they care about. They don't even really care about their constituents, really. They care about the fact that, you know, they need to con them every few years, whether it's in Congress or the Senate. But there was an interesting exchange today in the Senate, and it was Ted Cruz. Now, look, say what you will about Grandpa Munster, because, you know, I've criticized him a great deal while he was running. But he does know his stuff when it comes to the Constitution and the rule of law. I want you to listen to Ted Cruz today, because he goes off on Democrats today. And this was actually pretty good.
When the Department of Justice used Operation Choke Point to target legal businesses because they disagreed politically with those businesses, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama Justice Department sent millions of dollars of taxpayer monies to sanctuary cities that were defying federal immigration law, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama administration refused to enforce federal immigration laws and unilaterally rewrote those laws, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama administration released tens of thousands of criminal illegal aliens, including rapists and murderers, into the general population, Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Department of Justice signed off on the Obama administration paying a nearly $2 billion ransom to Iran, contrary to federal law, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama administration ignored and rewrote provision after provision of Obamacare, contrary to the text of the law, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama administration signed off on illegal recess appointments that the Supreme Court had to strike down unanimously, the Democrats on this committee were silent. And when the Obama administration released 5 Guantanamo terrorists without the required notification of Congress, the Democrats on this committee were silent.
Bam! I gotta give Ted Cruz props, man. I mean, again, I may not have he was not my choice for the nomination for the presidency, but I'll give him props on this, because he was right there today, and for that for that kabuki theater, that was rather enjoyable. But again, Democrats find themselves in this spot because of themselves. Because now, it's going to be next to impossible to oppose any of these things. Yeah, they're going to try to do, a big show of everything. And mind you, the only reason they're doing this is because they feel that they have to make a show of opposing Donald Trump. You see, now Democrats feel that that is going to be their life's work, to oppose Donald Trump. They still really don't get it. They still have no idea. And I said this was going to happen, frankly, that after the election, that many politicians, and I think probably the majority of those that are in Washington, are going to continue business as usual. And they think that business is going to be as usual, and that's going to be as it was before. But that's a fallacy. It's a fantasy that they're living in, because that's not going to happen. It's never going to be the way it was. So you have the same cast of characters, whether that's Nancy Pelosi or Lindsey Graham or John McCain. You notice how it's the same cast of characters that are now opposing Donald Trump. And let's be really clear here. These people, they're opposing Donald Trump. And, of course, it's from within his own party as well. They still think that Washington is going to be the same, and it's not. Now, it's going to take a little while, and I'm not trying to say that, for instance, that the media is going to go away, or that the left is going to go away. No, they're not. They're never going to go away. But Washington is has changed. The process has changed. You have now this outsider that's now the president of the United States. I mean, it's really stunning when you think about it. I mean, there are times when it's just, I say to myself, my God, I can't believe it. It's like, it's really unbelievable that Donald Trump is really the president now. I mean, we are, 10 days away now? Today's the 10th? Yeah, today's January 10th. It's really an amazing thing. And, you're gonna see, again, this is, gonna be, it's gonna continue, the opposition. But what's different, I think, this time is that it's, Donald Trump is not an... let me pick that up when I come back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Edward Woodson Show.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Go, Charlie. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Brian Renbaum from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Brian, how are you today?
Good. How are you today, Ed?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What do you have to say for yourself today, Brian?
Well, today, as I'm sure you're aware, it was the first day of hearings for Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General. And more important than the hearing itself, I think the lack of civil discourse among some of the protesters present was really what shook me the most. The nominee was interrupted several times while speaking, so were several other senators on both sides of the aisle asking questions.
Right. You know, I got to tell you, you know, this happens a lot, obviously, during these types of hearings. You know, what struck me about that, Brian, as I was watching it, because I was watching it earlier a little bit as I was doing show prep, was the fact that, you know, it seems like kind of old and tired to me. You know what I mean? It's like the same cast of characters, the usual suspects, right? It's Code Pink. It's people dressed up in... You know, you had the people dressed up like the Klansmen, and then you had the Code Pink people, and then of course you had the Black Lives Matter people that came in and were, you know, disruptive during the portion which with Ted Cruz was questioning Senator Sessions. So you know what, I got to tell you, I don't think it's effective any longer. I think that it's kind of like the left is the boy that cried wolf. I mean, what say you? What do you think?
Now, you know, it's certainly, you know, disturbing to see, you know, whatever one's political persuasion is. You know, in this country, we have the First Amendment. We have a right to free speech. That also includes free speech for elected officials. And I think regardless of whether you agree with someone, you have to let them speak. You know, those kinds of disruptions cannot be tolerated.
No, I agree with that, but I don't think that it's really even effective any longer. I don't think that you know, these protesters, because it's almost like you expect it, and it's like a big yawn in a way, you know, because again it's the same people. Like, you expected, I mean, I figured Code Pink was going to show up, didn't you? I mean, you figured that they're going to show up, and you're...
I did, yes, and I had watched, you know, long before I covered Washington, I watched on TV several years ago. When Henry Kissinger was before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and they really, you know, did a number on him, and that was really appalling.
I guess my point is I don't think that these protests are really effective, and especially since you considering the fact that you know, now you've got these new rules in the Senate where you just need all he needs is 51 votes. I mean, I don't think that there's going to be really anybody that's not confirmed now, and if you look back, it's probably the Democrat Party's own fault for blowing up the filibuster. I mean, he's going to be, like, Sessions is going to be confirmed. I think pretty much everybody's going to be confirmed. I don't see, you know, again, this is just all, you know, kabuki theater, frankly.
Yeah, no, I don't see any evidence at this point that any of the nominees thus far will not be confirmed. I think it's a pretty safe bet. And I think for some of them, you may even see some Democrats cross over to vote in favor of the nomination.
Yes. In fact, I think that you're going to see that with Senator Sessions. I think that people are going to...
I was actually debating which Democrats would cross over.
Yeah, I think there's going to be... you're probably going to find several. Because, look, Jeff Sessions is very well-liked and respected in the Senate. In fact, you know, he's been there, you know, over 30 years, and he's well-liked. He's well-respected, and he's worked in a bipartisan fashion with other people across the aisle. And so I just think, he's a... he's generally kind of viewed as a good guy and well-liked. So I don't see how this is going to, it's even going to matter, frankly. I just think that, you got, for instance, I was very disappointed to see, for instance, Cory Booker. Cory Booker, I mean, this is the first time a sitting senator is going to testify against a senator, even though less than a year ago he talked about how he looked forward to working with Senator Sessions and, in terms of, bipartisan criminal justice reform. So
And I'm told that that's going to happen tomorrow morning.
Oh, is that what
they're
doing?
I believe it is unprecedented.
No, it is the first time. It's literally the first time in history that a sitting senator has testified against another sitting senator in a confirmation hearing. You hear a lot from Democrats about this inability to, play fair and to work with people across the aisle. And I just see that's happening with the Democrats on pretty much everything. You know, they are determined to oppose Donald Trump and every step of the way. And I just think that at a certain point in time, that's going to be viewed as just kind of sour grapes. I just think that at a certain point in time, you got to just accept the fact that you lost and let's move forward for the good of the country.
No, that's right. And yesterday joint House and Senate group of Democrats who announced that they're going to try and launch an independent commission to investigate Russia's interference in the recent election. So,
right.
The election is really not over.
Whoa. and this is, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you, this is worrisome to me. Like, for instance, you had McCain. Saying that, I think this was today, right? Was this today? Or no, this is Friday. I'm sorry. And this is from a story from CNN. He said on Friday that the, Russia's alleged meddling in 2016 presidential election amounted to an act of war. An act of war? You know what I mean?
It's like, I have not seen that. But at the conference yesterday, there was similar language among some of the Democrats.
Well, dude, what happened to the Democrat Party? I mean, honestly, the Democrat Party was always the one, and you and I have talked about this. They were the ones that always opposed the government and the CIA. And now the weirdest paradigm has happened here where left is right and right is left. Where I agree with it, where Ellen Ratner and I agree 80% of the time, there's something going on there. It's very strange. Are you still there, Brian?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. I just think that, these people in Washington think it's going to be business as usual, and I just... I think it's going to be there's going to be a lot different, and I think that they all think it's going to be business as usual, and they don't realize that things are going to be very different going forward, and Donald Trump is probably going to more than likely have all his nominees confirmed, and I would imagine that his first 100 days will probably be pretty successful in terms of passing everything he wants to pass, because he's not going to have any opposition, right?
No, it certainly looks that way at this point.
All right, Brian, listen, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and we will speak soon.
All right, thank you, Ed.
All right, Brian Renbaum from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Look, this is, you know, this is unprecedented, really, when you think about it, because there's no playbook for this. I mean Donald Trump. They're still trying to assess, like, how are we going to deal with this guy? How are we going to stop him? And they can't. They can't stop him, and there's nothing they're going to be able to do. And I'm curious to see if what Barack Obama is going to say tonight in his farewell address. You notice how he's doing it tonight. There's no conflicts with any games, anything. So tonight's the night. Farewell, Barack Hussein Obama. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The madness continues in a moment.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.